House Ethics Committee opens investigation into Eric Swalwell's alleged sexual misconduct. By Sean Moran on April 13, 2026. The House Ethics Committee on Monday said in a statement that the committee will open an investigation into allegations that Representative Eric Swalwell, DCA, engaged in sexual misconduct with one of his staff. Ethics Committee Chairman Michael Guest, RMS, and Ranking Member Mark DeSonia, DCA, said in a joint written statement. The committee, pursuant to Committee Rule 18A, has begun an investigation and will gather additional information regarding the allegations that Representative Eric Swalwell violated the Code of Official Conduct or any law, rule, regulation, or other applicable standard of conduct in the performance of his duties or the discharge of his responsibilities, with respect to allegations that he may have engaged in sexual misconduct, including towards an employee working under his supervision. The committee notes that the mere fact that it is investigating these allegations and publicly disclosing its review does not itself indicate that any violation has occurred. No other public comment will be made on this matter except in accordance with committee rules. A former staffer for Swalwell told the San Francisco Chronicle the California Democrat had sexually assaulted her on two occasions. She said Swalwell, who is married and 17 years her senior at age 45, tried to kiss her in her car when she drove him home from a donor meeting one night. Driving him to another event weeks later, she said Swalwell pulled out his penis in the car and asked her to perform oral sex on him. She said she did so in a parking lot. In September 2019, the woman said, Swalwell invited her out for drinks and she became so severely intoxicated that she does not remember the rest of the night. She said she woke up naked in Swalwell's hotel bed and could feel the effect of vaginal intercourse. She said Swalwell distanced himself from her afterward and the relationship faded. 5 years later, the woman said, she attended an April 2024 charity gala where Swalwell was honored. The woman, who no longer worked for Swalwell, said they met for drinks afterward, during which she became so inebriated that she remembers only snippets of the night, including pushing Swalwell away and telling him, no, while he allegedly forced himself on her. Swalwell on Sunday announced that he had suspended his campaign for governor of California. Many lawmakers are calling for Swalwell's expulsion from the House.